Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Thank you, Jimmy Olson. We've got 76 degrees right now in the capital city, looking for a low tonight of about 64 or so. And then for tomorrow, we should max out somewhere near 81. Thunderstorms are in the forecast for tomorrow. Our guest is an attorney and partner with Nymaster Good, and she's also one of just three female mayors here in the metro. Paula Derenfield is our guest, and we're talking about her city, the city of Johnston. Welcome to the NewsHour.
Hey, great. Thanks, Michael. It's great to be here.
It's what a pleasure. You know, we had another one of the mayors, female mayors, on. Diana Willits was a guest shortly after she won election back in November. That was kind of nice, and I'm partial to Diana because mm-hmm. I live in Windsor Heights, so you got to do that. And another contemporary of yours has been here with us, the mayor of Urbandale.
Who also happens to be my partner at the law firm.
Exactly. So, yeah, a great guy, and we were so surprised. There was a piece out today about the 4th of July celebration, and my wife and I and son are on the piece that went out because the mayor took the photograph.
Okay. They do a 5K there every year,
there you
so
go.
You need to participate in that.
I can't even walk 5K. So, welcome again. In just 10 years, the city of Johnston doubled its population. What's been the most challenging aspect to such rapid growth?
Oh, boy, everything. Yeah. Absolutely everything. In fact, you know, we doubled in the last 10 years, but it doubled in the 10 years prior to mm-hmm. that. So we have quadrupled in the last 20 years. I think the one thing that has really challenged us is just the infrastructure that we've had mm-hmm. to put in place to keep up with all of that development.
And that is expensive. And
it is.
Much of that people don't see.
They don't. They don't. They don't see the sewers. They obviously see the roads and the sidewalks, but a lot of that other infrastructure,
sure.
the water, they do not see that.
And sometimes we take a lot of that stuff for granted, too.
That's right.
Are you burying a lot of your, I suspect, a lot of your electrical there?
We are. You know, our residents take a lot of pride in our community. They mm-hmm. They want our community to look good. And so we do bury the electric lines when we can.
Yeah. It's interesting when you take a look at the history of Johnston that it's one of the many metro communities here in our part of the world that came to be because it was a train stop at one time, you know?
it was. And you know what a lot of people don't realize is Johnston is only 45 years old.
Yeah,
we have
exactly.
only been an incorporated community for 45
That's
years.
That's because you were fighting with Urbandale and
Well,
Boone.
That could be, but I mean...
Well, yeah, the history, I think it's a fascinating piece of history. It's only been incorporated since back in the 1960s,
right.
And there was it was called Johnston Station at
mm-hmm.
the time, and apparently there was some discrepancy. Urbandale wanted the land, and Des Moines wanted the land, and finally somebody came up
and
with an agreement.
And we said, neither one of you are getting
we're
us.
Gonna.
We're gonna create our own community here. That had a lot of support from Pioneer, who has been in the community for over 100 years, as well as Camp Dodge.
Are you reading my...
I'm sorry. Am I getting ahead of you?
We're just jumping right to the next... She's very good. Yeah, exactly. You do have some big players. You've got Camp Dodge there.
That's right.
You've got DuPont Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
You've also got our friends from John Deere Credit.
That's right. There's
another big player.
That's right.
What's it like having all those big guns in town?
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful because they are all great employers, and they continue to grow. Each one of them continues to grow in our community and provide good, high-quality jobs.
And they do. You know, any Facebook or Google in your future that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
But Pioneer, they're in the process of putting up another research facility.
I know.
I mean, they just keep building.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who is in charge of some smart stuff out there. And he recently retired, and then he's gone back to work a couple of days a week, simply because they are growing at such mm-hmm. a rapid pace out there, and more stuff coming online all the time. When it comes to economic development, those types of things, what do you guys zero in on? Where's your sweet spot, you think?
Probably the whole Merle Hay Road corridor. We have a couple of plans for the redevelopment of Merle Hay, one at the south end, one at the north end.
Up by the golf course.
up by the golf course, not quite that far up, 62nd okay. Avenue on North, about 2 miles there for... Over time, there were a lot of little houses there. There were a lot of little businesses that deteriorated mm-hmm. over time, small lots. We saw that as an opportunity for some commercial development, some new residential, multifamily residential development there. So we put a plan together about 5-7 years ago, and the city got into the business of buying up some of those properties because mm-hmm. they were very small mm-hmm. properties.
And you could then accumulate
resell them. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Accumulate them, aggregate them, and then resell them for development.
That makes perfect sense. And I remember when I first came to Iowa back in '06 or whatever it was, that Johnston was really a pretty sleepy little town mm-hmm. with all sorts of almost like roadside stands along Merle Hay Road. And that has changed drastically over the last little bit. You know, recently, and I know this because she's a friend, the city of Johnston made this, and why this leads into economic development, I think you'll catch this. You made the decision to hire a communication specialist and lured my friend Emily Price away from KCCI to do this on a full-time basis. Now, one of the interesting things I think about that is that you have almost 18,000 people in the community, but you've seen to it that you want your communications handled by a professional, which leads me to believe that you are really trying to trying to model yourself for some additional rapid growth. Would that be?
Absolutely. You know, we are so fortunate to have Emily Price as our communications director. And when I met with her before we hired her, I said, Emily, I said, we have a lot of great things going on in our community, economic development, you know, the schools, a lot of recreational opportunities, things that are just a lot of things that are happening, but nobody knows about it.
Right.
You know, we're just not getting the word out about all of the great things that are happening. And if we hire you, that's going to be your job. You're going to help promote our community for all of the great things that it's doing.
And that is, I believe, that is so necessary, especially when you're poised for growth and you're continuing to grow. And you've got such a huge project with this Gateway program
on
Merle Hay.
That's right.
You know, this is, I don't know, you know, we had Emily on. We've talked about this once or twice in passing, what's going on out there. As a matter of fact, I think we had a news story on it last week or so. But this is a major, major program. And I'm not so sure everybody's really caught on to how big this is. We're talking about retail stores and restaurants
right.
and recreational opportunities and a new hotel, and it goes on and on. It's not just streetscapes. This is big stuff.
That's right. That's right. And what you're talking about, of course, is the south end of Merle Hay Road as you come into Johnston, the gateway of our community. And I talk about it as the face of our community. Right now, our face doesn't look very good. You know, we have a dilapidated old hotel. We've got some small houses that are used as used car lots. You know, we've got some rundown other businesses there. We've got a storage facility that's along there. That is not, you know, that does not make a very good first impression to people coming into our community. So we have a plan for that 123 acres to essentially transform it, to create a retail destination, perhaps a hotel, conference center, something that, you know, that will draw people into our community off of the interstate. You know, we've got great access
right off of the interstate.
Yeah. Yes.
As a matter of fact, this whole plan development that you're talking about, you can throw a stone and hit it from the interstate.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, it all makes perfect sense. Now, when the city goes about trying to talk some existing businesses into A, selling, B, relocating, is that kind of get to be a tough conversation?
Well, it does, but it doesn't. I think we really have something to sell. We have a great opportunity for some new development right there on Merle Hay,
right.
whether it's the south end or the north end.
Right.
We just have to, you know, we have to find the right people to help us tell the story.
Yeah, and that is important, and I know that's why Emily's part of this whole process. And it was interesting. First thing that I think she produced was a video.
Absolutely. That she wasn't on the job 2 weeks, and she produced this video about what it is we wanted to do.
It is so important because, you know, we talk to, in my business, in the advertising and marketing world, we talk to our clients all the time. You know, if you put together an explainer video, a nice short piece that tells folks what it is that you're doing and how you do what you're doing or how you hope to have happen, more people are going to buy into that mm-hmm. because we're all used to seeing movies and television shows and commercials.
Well, they can actually visualize
exactly.
it. They can see what it can be.
Exactly. And that's so vitally important. Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, is the mayor of the great city of Johnston. Her name is Paula Derenfeld, and she is spending some time with us talking about her community. Now, you've been mayor since 2000 and what?
Well, I'm in my fourth term, the first year of my fourth term.
Huh?
Well, not quite. They're only 2-year terms. They keep me on a very short leash.
And she say, and for good reason, too. For good reason. Well, what's next for Johnston? When you take a look at we got the park going on, or the development complex. You're on both ends of Merle Hay Road. You've got a lot of stuff in the middle as well. A very successful library, I must say, and a very successful Chamber of Commerce that I had the pleasure of speaking to not too very long ago. But what's next, do you think?
Well, we've talked a little bit about the economic development plans we have in the community, but we also have put a strong focus on the recreational amenities in our community. We have a relatively young population in Johnston. Mm-hmm. The median age is about 37. And these are families with small children, and they like to be outside. They like to recreate. And so we're really focusing on park development, trail development, and you've already alluded to it. We have a big, exciting plan to redevelop the Terror Lake Park.
Yeah, and not only that, but what you say is so true. The individuals that you're trying to attract or retain to your city are very big on a couple of things, recreation and also sustainability. Mm-hmm. Is this a community that cares about sustainability?
Absolutely. And in fact, you probably know this, Michael. Just last week, we received the Environmental Impact Award.
Congratulations.
And as a community for all of the efforts that we do, not only as a city, but as an entire community, what our residents and our businesses are doing as well.
And all of those things are sell points. They really are. Mm-hmm. And not only for economic development, but retention and attraction of key individuals that you'd like to have come there and live.
That's right.
Nice
job.
It's
a great community.
See, this was really easy, wasn't it?
And I can talk shamelessly for hours.
For hours.
About it. That's right. Thank you for giving me 10 minutes.
And you've had practice at this, I can tell. Congratulations on your ascendancy to greatness over there in Johnston. And perhaps you'll come back and see us. If you see Mayor Bob Andwig, say hello for us.
I do on occasion.
We are big fans.
Thank you so much.
Paula Derenfeld, ladies and gentlemen, from the great city of Johnston. Thanks so very much for you coming by to be with us. We're here Monday through Friday from 5 until 6 o'clock talking about the economic development news stories, the business news stories of the nation, the region, and also local. For all of us associated with the News Hour, that would be Mariah Lewis, Monica Murray, Dustin Halderson, Jimmy Olson, and Mary Sayer. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday evening. I know it seems like Monday. We're all confused. Have yourself a great Tuesday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.